Should it be illegal to be a stay-at-home mom? Why feminists are so frustrated. You know that some people actually believe that it should be illegal for women to stay at home with their kids. The Bible says, talking about women, married women, they should be sober, love their husbands, love their children, be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. You know, the world today wants the word of God to be blasphemed, right? They don't want women to stay at home with their kids. They want both the father and mother to go off to work and drop their kids off with some stranger somewhere. That's not what the Bible teaches, but that's what this feminist movement wants. You see, they want women in the workforce. They say, rather than wail about the supposed liberation and a woman's right to choose to shun paid employment, we should make it a legal requirement that all parents of children of school age or older are gainfully employed. They say, as long as a woman with children put family first, you know, like the Bible teaches, you know, feminist utopian vision for gender equality, where 50% of women hold top corporate and government positions right along with men, will never be achieved. Oh, isn't that a shame? You know, I'm going to stick with what the Bible says. The Bible says that women should be keepers at home. At home. Not just of the home, but at home. You know, you're staying home with the kids while the husband is off working and providing for the family. That's what the Bible clearly teaches. And this is the New Testament. It's not some old idea. It's the New Testament of the Bible. So let me know what you think about this in the comments below. And if you're new, be sure to hit the subscribe button and stay tuned for more videos. Thanks for watching.